You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I am so grateful that you made a decision to listen to my show today. You know, you have so many choices and options, and I just believe that because you did, the reason is that the spirit has really attracted you here so that you can receive those downloads, you know, that practical insight, that wisdom that you need for your life. And for that, I am so grateful. Well, how are you doing today? I pray that you are making a decision to have a great day. You know, and as I just said, I'm always grateful, always thankful for all of the emails. I just love hearing from all of you. Make sure you follow me on social media. Let's see, on Instagram, I am Law of Attraction Constance. And I am the same on TikTok. Now, y'all got to help me get some TikTok followers. All of you know I went on TikTok to really deal with my limiting belief around, you know, most people on TikTok are age 18 to 34. That's what they say the demographics are. So what I did was I just took my little cute self out of my comfort zone. I'm on TikTok now, so make sure you follow me and visit my YouTube page, Constance Arnold, and of course, Facebook, Coach with Constance. And did I say Instagram, Law of Attraction Constance? So when you follow me on social media, you're going to really see a different side to me, because many times you guys just hear me teaching and training and all of that, but you kind of see my fun side. All right. Well, my very special guest today is Wendy Darling. I love her last name. She's going to be talking to us how to create a miraculous life. Anybody interested? And that it is never too late. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. Well, you know, visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You can take a look at all of the tools, get my books. I get some MP3 affirmations, look at my coaching. Well, speaking of coaching, you know, this week I have done a lot of watching the Olympics. You know, I went to Tennessee State University, and we are known for track and field. As a matter of fact, some of the most famous runners, track and field stars, went to Tennessee State. Wilma Rudolph, Wyoming Tyus, and just so many more. So we are known as the Tiger Bells. So I've always been interested in track. And so I watched a lot of that. And then I watched gymnastics. And I was really pulled in by Simone Biles. You know, she's just the GOAT, everybody, in gymnastics. You know, somebody had to teach me what the GOAT was, the greatest of all time. And so when she really was open and honest and vulnerable about her mental health, it really touched me because, you know, you guys, you know, I'm a therapist for 30 years and I'm always taking a look at mental health and wellness because I think that we live in such a performance base. You got to have it all together. A perfectionist, got to look good on the outside, got to be a boss kind of society, that we don't take the time to love and nurture ourselves. And so I was on a couple of platforms last week talking about mental health. And I just had to download that I wanted to offer to you a mental health and wellness counseling special. Now, you guys know I normally do a coaching special, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but I want to do some counseling with you, which means we're going to take a look at maybe your anxiety, your depression, your stress. Maybe you're feeling, I don't know, stuck. You're feeling some unresolved stuff. You might be like, what do I want to do with my life now? And so I guess being on those two platforms, it really just downloaded something on the inside of me. And many of you particularly are in stressful environments, and you're just wondering, what do I need to do? Well, I'm going to tell you, you really need to, like Simone Biles and like I try to do, because for years I was on the outside looking good, smelling good, talking good. I was always in front of people and kind of felt like I had to perform. Not kind of. I did. I had to share, teach, motivate, inspire when I had a lot of unresolved stuff on the inside of me. So I decided that I'm going to offer a mental health and wellness counseling special. And I'm going to give you 50% off of a 1 hour counseling session. My sessions are new, usually $200 an hour, but I'm going to give it to you to tap into your mental health for $100. So I would suggest that you buy at least two, so we could, number one, find out what the deal is, and then two, give you some strategies to really come up out of that, maybe stress, depression, feeling stuck, etc. So you could purchase it for yourself. You could get one for your partner. You might need to tell your partner, your children. You know, children are facing so much now, going back to school, possibly your coworker, a sibling, to really help them. You know, we all need help. We all need to go inside and really deal with our mental health. So I'm going to run this special probably for maybe 30 days. And y'all know that I've served over 10,000 clients, you know, during my professional career. So go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And once you make your payment, we will acknowledge receipt of your payment, and then I'm going to send you just a short coaching assessment, kind of a counseling assessment to ask you what's going on with you, et cetera. All right, so that's my mental health and wellness counseling special. So this week, also, a friend of mine, we're friends now, she took me to lunch. She said, I just want to take you to lunch to celebrate who you are. I'm like, okay. We went to lunch, and she said, remember you started coaching me about 10 years ago. I'm like, yeah, I remember that. She said, I was in a really difficult place, and now she is, man, she has lost, I don't know, 60 or 70 pounds. She's in love with a great guy. She has started two businesses that are very lucrative. She's more deeply connected to her children and spiritually. And she said, all the stuff we did in coaching, she said, remember, Constance, you said that if I would work with you for 1 year and I was willing to do the inner work. I'm like, that's the emphasis right there, willing to do the inner work. And she did. Well, we work really hard together, you know, partnering, making it happen. And she said, you helped me to create my dream life. And so when I was with her, I thought about, I want to help more people do that. And I had a download. I have never offered this in my life, never even thought about it. But what I am offering for anyone who needs coaching is a, drum roll, please, buy one yearly coaching session, get another entire year free. Whoa. So I am literally gifting to you because I believe in you, $3,000. So you have a total of 24 sessions. And what I want to do is, that means that we could do two sessions a month. And we will be delving into 10 areas of your life, recreational, you know, what do you want to do leisurely, your physical body, mental health, spiritual growth, your career, relationships. We're going to be delving deep into all of those areas and really creating, I'm going to say, getting clear about what you desire in those areas, first of all, and then creating a plan, focusing in on that, a strategy, and how to. And so that's important because sometimes we try to rush through things. So we might spend 2 months just on your career and then another month just on recreation and leisure travel or recreational stuff. And then maybe another month, maybe on your physical health, we might spend 2 months on your finances. So we're going really deep, getting really clear, becoming really strategic. And so I'm going to offer this probably for the next 30 days. You are worth the investment. It is so new that it will be up on my website on Monday. So I just had the download yesterday. It will be up on my website on Monday, or you can email me once you listen to this on Sunday and say, Constance, I'm really ready to invest in myself. I've been helping everybody else. I've been volunteering. It is August, and I am really ready to focus in on me, my own healing, my own wholeness, and creating my own life. See, God has given you the authority. You are the authorized creator and dealer, which I'm sure Wendy is going to talk about, of your own life. You create it. You decide. You decide what you're going to focus on, believe, talk about, think about. You decide that, not God. You decide, I'm ready to put my past behind me. I'm worth the investment. I'm going to focus in on me, my purpose, my calling. You decide that, not God. And so we're going to be laser focused and specific. I'm really excited about it, and I'm ready to partner with you. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com or visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Hey, everybody, I think that is it. I can't wait to hear what Wendy has to say. You know, we don't believe in the miraculous anymore. I want us to wake up and begin to believe, think out of our box that, you know, we have invisible forces, angels, God, Spirit, Holy Spirit, partnering with us to really create a miraculous life. So everybody stay tuned. And then I'm going to be right back talking to Wendy Darling after these messages.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back. And, you know, I always say how excited I am, but you're going to be really blessed today. My very special guest today is Wendy Darling. I just love her last name. And she is the author of Create Your Miraculous Life. It's never too late. So if you've been wondering or thinking about, is it too late for me? She's going to help you today. But let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a recognized worldwide expert on navigating change and achieving desired results. She has over 40 years of experience as a business and life transformational expert. She's a keynote speaker. She's a master healer practitioner. on and on. She's also an entrepreneur and radio talk show personality. She has founded the Miraculous Living Institute. And in that particular institute, she provides seminars, personal coaching, training courses, just trying to help folk live their best life. We're blessed to have her all the way from California. So, Wendy, darling, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Constance. I'm delighted to be here.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm happy we're going to get to spend some time together on this wonderful, while we're doing this, it's a Friday afternoon.
And it's hot here in the ATL, I tell you. Well, let's just go ahead and get started. I love the title of your book. It's so intriguing. And when your publicist sent it to me, I'm like, yes, I'm interested. So we're going to start first with just your story, Wendy, and then we're going to have you share some powerful tools with listeners.
Okay. So by story, you want to know how I got to where I am right now?
Yes. What made you, why do you say it's never too late? What was going on in your life that would even make you think that it was too late? And by the way, I think I remember you said you wrote this book during pandemic, right?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
So what was happening in your life that you can say to us, hey guys, you're never too late?
Right. Well, first of all, at least with the book, I was 69, rapidly approaching 70. And I was thinking, you know, there's just so much more I want to be doing. And yet I know, I don't know to what extent, there are fewer steps in front of me than there are behind me. And so the whole theme of it's never too late was very present. And yet it didn't feel like that was quite it. And I was talking to my best friend, who happens to be my publisher, Robin Simons of Crescendo Publishing. And I was sharing with her that I don't feel like it's never too late is complete. And she also was the publisher of my first book, The Miracle That Is Your Life. And she said, Wendy, you're in the miracle business. It's simple. You started out with the miracle that is your life. Okay, now let's create it. And so once she said that, I had such clarity. But yes, when I felt the pull to write this book, my life was feeling very unmiraculous. I had already felt kind of a pull to go inward, which happens when I get close to creating something new. And then we happened to be in the midst of our pandemic. So all of our lives were changed to a certain extent, more for others. And my son became very ill. And so, you know, I know what it's like to pray for a miracle, for wanting a miracle, for needing a miracle, not just with my son, but earlier in my life and career, I had a serious accident, and I'm happy to share that later.
Okay.
But so when I was writing the book, I really had to dig deep because I didn't know if miracles were possible. I was praying that my son could get better. I was praying he would get the right kind of help. And I'm happy to say, yes, he is better. And yes, he did get the right kind of help. So this book took longer to write. My first book took me a little under 5 weeks, part-time, to write. This book really came in steps. I think because I was birthing a new level within myself in opening up to experience more miracles, including the struggles that sometimes precede miracles, so that I'm always wanting to serve others. I'm always looking for ways to make it easier and faster for somebody else.
Oh, that's good. Well, let's just dig into your book. You talk about the miraculous life. A lot of people don't see their life as miraculous. They might see it as struggle, you know, especially since what's been going on. What do you mean by that? And how can people begin to see the opportunities that might be miraculous, but they don't see them?
Yeah, you know, it has to start small. You know, I think of the line in Peter Pan, of all things I'm getting ready to quote, but there's a place in Peter Pan where we're encouraged to believe in fairies. And because Tinkerbell is losing it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it starts a little bit within us too, to try to open that window to believing again. You know, sometimes it is a fake it till you make it type mm-hmm. of experience. You know, to open up to say, I wonder what kind of miracle can present itself in my life to dig me out of this hole. I wonder what miracle can happen that I can have the courage to leave this relationship. I wonder what miracle can happen that I find a way to pay these bills that are sitting on my kitchen table. And just by saying, I wonder, you know, there's a big difference between how or why. And I wonder, you know, if you just sit there about anything and say, I wonder, it opens the mind. And when we open the mind a little bit more, we have room for possibilities to swim around and land and give us ideas, give us energy, give us whatever we possibly may need. And sometimes we do need jump starts. Sometimes we do need additional support. But I promise you, if you're willing to just take a teeny tiny little step, then the universe goes, oh, they're really serious about this. Mm-hmm. But if we stay inactive and we don't do anything, we're also sending out a message that's saying, yeah, not really believing, not really interested.
That's so good, you know, because I talk a lot about baby steps, and everybody can say, I wonder if things can change for me. And so what would that look like, Wendy? Should people, you said, start looking for the small opportunities or the small signs? Somebody who might be mired in, I don't know what I'm gonna do after this pandemic, they just need to start thinking and wondering.
Yeah, I think that's a great beginning. There are a lot of things that can be done. You know, I love to look forward in life with myself and my clients. And so, for example, one of the first steps that I utilize when I work with clients is I call it magic wand time. You know, if you had a magic wand, how would you really want to be living your life? You may not know maybe the specific job or the specific location or the specifics of anything. How do you want to feel when you're living in your home? How do you want to feel health-wise in your body? How do you want to feel working? You know, if you're shifting careers or needing a new job, you may not know what the job is, but you want to be happy. You want to be working with people that like working wherever that is. You know, gossip free, for example.
Yeah.
Or you want to be challenged and supported at the same time. So whatever those experiences are, you want to just start, you know, you want to bring them to the surface. You want to explore what might be possible. Because all too often we are repeatedly told we do not dream big enough. We keep ourselves in these tiny little boxes because that feels safe, that feels familiar, that feels comfortable, because at least I know where I'm living here, right? But if I have to expand, whoa, I'm in new territory.
And so I love your chapter on what takes you to your knees is really give you an opportunity to rise up in strength. Expound on that for people listening after they begin to wonder, wow, what else is possible, and think about some different experiences that are out of that comfort zone, a lot of people feel like they're still on their knees, that the problems have really knocked them out. What would that look like?
Yeah, can I share a story of what's
absolutely?
So this was 1990. I was married. My son was, I think, around three and a half. Mm-hmm. And I was a management and organizational development consultant. I was on contract with a Fortune 100 company, flying all over the United States for them, training their executives and employees. And I was pretty, shall we say nicely, I was very dedicated to my work. Meaning I was a bit of a workaholic and I was very driven and work was important to me. And I was sicker than a dog, but I had to fly from Dallas to LA. And so I never really entered my mind that maybe I shouldn't get on that plane. So I got to the airport, I was really sick. So I thought, let me go outside for a few minutes before my plane is ready to board to just get some fresh air. And unfortunately, when I went outside, I passed out. Mm-hmm. I fell over a ledge and I fell approximately 25 feet.
Wow.
So this was the beginning of a gazillion experiences and lessons. Mm-hmm. So my right leg was shattered. It took multiple surgeries over a course of about 10 plus months. I didn't know about 11 months in if I would ever walk again, which I do. I had some back fractures. I also was much later diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury that took a very long time to recover from, although it provided gifts, which I'll share in a moment. And the real blows came around week four of being in the hospital. My former husband came, suitcases packed, saying he no longer wished to be married any longer.
Wow.
And even though I take full responsibility for my portion that contributed to that choice, and decision, you'll probably agree the timing of it wasn't exactly optimal. Not that it ever really is.
And, not a lot of class.
And then the real blow came when we actually went to court. And he happens to be an attorney. And he was awarded full custody of our son, who was only 4 and a half at that time. And that's really when I broke into a whole lot of pieces. So when I write that chapter of what takes you to your knees, I was, I don't even know if I was on my knees. I was flattened and absolutely devastated because there was nothing more that I loved more than being Adam's mom. Still true today.
Yeah.
And so it was my mom who suggested that I learn how to meditate. And at that time, quieting my mind was a complete oxymoron. You need to remember that this was in 1990, so this is 31 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, desperate times, what the heck? Mm-hmm. And so I found somebody to teach me. We met in their home. And I remember after a couple of times being there, I went to Michael, who was the instructor. And I said, you know, it's really interesting. Every time I almost feel like my mind's going to relax, I get this urge to sing. And he looks at me and he said, well, sing. And I started to laugh. I said, I actually have people in my life that request I not do that. And he said, Wendy,
that
just,
is so funny.
Just try. So I went back to my little place in the house and got into that space. And I allowed what is this melodic kind of singing to come out of me. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in a very long time, my mind did begin to relax. My body began to relax. And I was living in Dallas, Texas at the time. And when you know what they say is true, everything is a little bit bigger there.
It's a little bit big in Texas. Yeah, everything's big in Texas. Mm-hmm.
And so I would be in my closet to do my meditation and singing. And I was literally in the closet with all of this. You know, I was a traditional consultant. Suddenly life was starting to occur very differently. So now I'm back at that person's house again. I'm passing by somebody, and out comes my mouth. I said, you have a block around your heart. And I'm thinking to myself, well, where did that come from? And so I'm walking down the hall, and this man's son, who was a teen at the time, was somewhere way behind me. And I hear him say to the same person, hey, you have a block around your heart. And I'm thinking, what has happened to me? So Constance, to kind of fast forward, I began to see energy. I began to see images of people's energy, kind of like an x-ray. Because of my brain injury, I'm challenged to see things in color most of the time. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I'll have a dream and I'll wake up and go, oh, that was in color. But most of the time it's black, white, and shades of gray. And whether I'm sitting right here in my home in San Diego, or we're on Zoom, or if it's Australia, I close my eyes and I can see you. And I'm able to get into that space. And this melodic singing comes through. My hands kind of take a life of their own. I'm putting beautiful energy in. It's coming through me. I don't want to say I am
doing that.
And we're able to release that which is not of someone's authentic self, or what is interfering and creating a misalignment. And I also have received transformational healing cards that also have an energy to them. And between the sound healing and the cards, it creates a very unique circuitry that overrides any emotion that's under the conscious awareness. And it's beautiful because I'll also receive statements, affirmations that people use with the system. They'll be listening to the audio. They'll have the hands on the cards. They'll say, for example, one of the most common ones is, I am safe. And then when they say, I am safe in that environment, anything that's not in alignment with that will rise to the surface. And the energy of the sound in the cards melts it away. So it loses its life force. So people are free. So that terribly challenging time that took me to my knees now gives me tools and processes to allow me to support others to rise. And even just again, if you will take small steps to say, what's next? What do I need? I am no different. I don't know where my life is going. I kind of have an idea, but I now live a very intuitive life where I know these are the things I need to accomplish today. These are the things coming up. Just this morning, I literally sat in silence and I asked my business, what do you want from me today? And I got a beautiful response of some steps I need to take for the not too distant future.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And I want to say to listeners, because I know, you know, my demographics, you know, we all can have different spiritual experiences. I believe the spirit is always speaking. It can be your own unique, personalized, individualized experience. But the principle is that the spirit, God, is there with you to heal you, to help you to get aligned. So expect that where you are, because I made that statement, Wendy, because a lot of people say, well, you know, that can never happen to me, but maybe not like that. But God is always reaching, surrounding, loving, and supporting you. So even in a place where you feel like, man, Wendy and Constance, I don't see any miracles, just like Wendy said, just begin to open up to it. So Wendy, one of your other chapters talked about, and you sort of touched on this, what do you want to experience? So should people begin to, I know you mentioned, take their mind off of what is and begin to think and feel, what do I really want?
Yeah, a lot of times we have what I refer to as mischief happen in our life.
Okay.
Because we're really not honoring our true deepest desires. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to win the lottery, for example. But when people say, I want to win the lottery, I'm like, okay, why? What do you believe the lottery is going to provide for you? Because there's more underneath that, that by only saying, I got to win the lottery, may be leaving out so many other opportunities. Because not only do I believe that we're here for very special reasons and purpose that you and only you can provide. That's our job in life. You know, just like our thumbprint, you know, there is something very unique about you and only you. And that's our job, to discover what those gifts are, what that uniqueness is, cultivate our skills in a way that we can make our special mark. Because it's not just having your dreams come true. And it could be for a lot of people, because my dreams have to do with my purpose. But I feel that when we align that with our vision and our mission in life, how we can contribute our unique whatever, that's when we do feel life is more miraculous. And by the way, Constance, I think by just starting to observe whatever miracles you can, you know, there a couple years ago, I think it's called an echocardiogram. It's a test that you can literally see your heart. Mm. And it was phenomenal. My little heart was just working like crazy. I mean, that's like running a marathon 24/7. And even to this day, I'm just stunned. You know, I'm looking out my office window. How did those trees grow? How are those clouds floating in the sky? How are we even here today? How are you and I talking? You're in Atlanta. I'm on the other coast in San Diego. Yet I'm on my computer. You're on yours. I don't know about you, but that's pretty miraculous.
Yeah. In my world. You know, I think it was Dr. Wayne Dyer who said, we're hypnotized by what he is. So that we're not even open to begin to think about, feel, begin to imagine what the possibilities might be. And so, you know, I get emails from all over the world, and what you're sharing is right on, Wendy, because people are always saying, how do I get into a new vibration, a new way of thinking, a new mindset? And that's based, your book is about that.
It is. And, you know, I think it's important. And sometimes it's easy and we're in flow. Sometimes it's more challenging. And during the challenging times, you just need to find ways to get that energy moving again. You know, if we're stagnant in all different ways, that affects how we're able to really get in touch with our inner guidance system and know what it is that we want or need. You know, if we just go outside for even just a 5 or 10 minute quick walk and start breathing, because what happens when we're discouraged, physiologically, our breathing becomes more shallow.
That's true.
And so anything that you can do to open that up more and get the oxygen flowing, getting the energy flowing, is going to also oxygenate your mind. And again, you're opening it up to more opportunity, to more possibility, because I promise you, however your belief system is, I do happen to use the word God, whether you call it angels, guides, call that Sam, from what all I care. You know, your intuition, your inner guidance system, mm-hmm. is always trying to guide you. It has your back. And we have to practice and live opening ourselves up enough to receive. You know, Constance, every single person I've ever worked with is restricted in some way to receiving. Only person that I have ever met that allowed me to test them happens to be the man that I live with. And he was 100% open. And I kept retesting him because I was like, no, everybody's constricted in some way. And he reminds me of that regularly. So, you know, it's just important to be open. And even just allowing yourself to not know, you know, and to be okay with not knowing. And again, say, well, you know, right now I don't know, but I wonder what's going to happen.
I love that. I love that wording. So let's talk about being open. You know, right now a lot of people are experiencing a shift in their job. What was is not anymore globally. People are working from home. And one of your chapters is, it's never too late to attract abundance. So when you talked about being open to receive, how can people be open to receive more abundance? And we know it's more than money, but, you know, like Les Brown said, money is right up there with oxygen. So how can people be open to that, Wendy?
Yeah, I think first of all, it's important to open your heart. You know, I have processes and procedures to raise people's financial set points, open them up to receive, dial up what I refer to as their attraction factor and their magnetizer. But you need to be open. And you come from a place in your heart to be of service. I think when we start to think about how can I support someone else, you know, I volunteer with a youth organization called CASE, the Community Alliance for Youth Success. It was founded by a woman by the name of Bobby DePorter, who has been very impactful in education, and Stedman Graham, who is probably a little bit more familiar to
absolutely
because of who he hangs out with. But I've known Stedman now for several years, not in that context, but in CASE. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is where I focus some of my time, attention, and my giving. I always have wanted to support and empower our youth. I feel that there's a lot of kids today that need all the support they can get. And so how can you be of service? Even in my business, I come from a place of service. How can I support people? When I ask God for support, I say, please connect me to those whom I can most serve. Connect me to those who can most benefit from what I offer. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily put a little dollar amount in there. And I think when we start to take our attention off of maybe the worry, the stress, the anxiety, and place it more on, how do I want to contribute? Again, can you feel the difference? It's a more open feeling. And the more we can keep ourselves open, again, possibility and guidance can come through more easily. You'll be open to more synchronistic happenings. Maybe your phone will suddenly ring and an opportunity. I was at a point just not too long ago, we were moving and into a new home. And I was needing to release some of my furniture because my sweetheart and I were combining two homes into one, mm-hmm. which was a very unique and interesting experience in itself.
Interesting.
And yes, there's that word. And so so I was releasing things and I realized I had a Buddha that was on a stand, a Buddha fountain that I loved, but there was not going to be a place for it in my new home. And so I reached out to somebody and said, hey, do you know anybody that might want this? And the reason I'm saying it is, I think you mentioned, you know, I have two companies. One is GTD Consulting, which is my consulting business. And then I have the Miraculous Living Institute. And I basically said to God, you know, I'm going to focus on reaching the people through the Miraculous Living Institute. And then, you know, if something falls in my lap in the corporate world, great. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to put energy towards it because that's something also important. we need to streamline our focus. Otherwise, the energy gets too diffused. And so a friend says, I have somebody for you. This person shows up, didn't know anything about them. Turns out they're the president of a very large company that is part of a global organization. Mm-hmm. And I remember after he came and picked up, you know, my Buddha fountain, I'm walking back in my house and I went, I think that would classify as falling in my lap. So,
yeah.
So because he was, we ended up talking, had a great connection. And in fact, we're actually getting together tomorrow. And, you know, I ended up asking him what he did. He asked what I did. And he was like, you know, our employees are really struggling with COVID fatigue. And we are trying to find ways to better support them. And I'm like, I may have a couple of ideas with that. So I think it's just important, once again, to open up. I'm a big fan of journaling. I think it's real important. Get all the garbage out of your mind and your heart. If you're feeling yucky, write it out. Get it out of your system. Shake it out. And then say, okay, for today, how do I want to feel? What do I want to be doing? And I think that process is helpful. The other thing that I always do, and I do all of this, by the way, is to find gratitude.
Absolutely.
To find gratitude and appreciation for where you are right now, no matter what. And there have been more than one time, many, many times in my life, where I didn't know where my next dollar was going to come from. I didn't know a lot of things. And yet I had a roof over my head. My heart was still beating. My lungs were still working to allow me to breathe. Some days I had to dig to just find the tiniest little thing. But then once you start, it's like, oh yeah, you know, if this, somebody told me years ago, Wendy, if this is your bottom, it's a good bottom.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason I asked that question is, I got an email from someone and said, you know, you have all of these celebs and all of these gurus on, but I'm working a 9-to-5, a single mom with 3 children. So I'm trying to break it all the way down and unpackage it. So even a single mom with 3 children, maybe she could open up to, you know, smiling with her neighbor, maybe sharing a, baking a cake. But I just think getting in that vibration out of yourself and giving to others, like, you know, Einstein. Go ahead.
You're bringing up a very important point. You know, I was a single parent. And I know people that had more responsibility than me. Mm-hmm. I think what's really important for everyone, especially the person like the person you're just describing, mm-hmm. you have to do things to take care of yourself. You know, that old saying with the airlines, in the case of emergency,
put your own mask on first.
You got it. And that's really a theme that is critical in our life. I don't care how busy somebody is. That means if you get up 5 minutes early and take a 5-minute walk, if that means you go into the bathroom and you have a sign on the door, unless you're dying, no one is to bother me for the next 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and you take a bath, or you just sit on the toilet and read a book or whatever it, or on the floor. And you, because the other thing is you're teaching your children responsibility. Now, if they're 6 months old, you know, it's a little different than if they're 6 or 8 years old. But there are still ways that you can carve out little times. You know, find other people that you can swap kids with, yeah. you know, to give your each other a little break, even if it's an hour. If it's on a rare 2-hour afternoon that you give somebody else the gift, they give you the gift. And that's where you have to start to nourish yourself.
Absolutely. So also, and I want to get this in because this is the second most asked question over 12 years. How can I attract love?
So oh, is, one of my favorites.
Is it too late? to attract love. Now your book says it's never too late. So talk to us about that.
Oh my gosh, I'm happy to. You know, my own mom was a great role model in a lot of ways. She was rough. I'm not going to deny that. She was a very harsh, critical, and even abusive mom that I have transformed our relationship over the years. But she also went to college when she was in her late 40s, early 50s, started a career in her 50s. My dad passed away when he was 56. She remarried, had a beautiful marriage that lasted almost 22 years. Mm-hmm. And at the age of 82, she attracted a third guy. And then 5 years later, we had to put her in assisted living. And she had a little thing going on there too. So, you know, it's never too late. I've worked with women in their 70s who have attracted love. I had a client in her mid-50s who got married for the first time. I know it's true. I've had previous relationships. I attracted my sweet guy a little over 2 years ago. And, you know, I'm blessed. My journey to have a healthy, happy relationship took a little while, but I'm no different than anybody else. I learned what I needed to learn. And I was finally able to have the quality of relationship I had always desired.
So what would you say to somebody? Do they need to be in the miraculous mindset? Do they need to be in the vibration of love? What would they do? What advice could you give someone to begin to get in the vibration of what they desire in the area of love?
Sure. Well, one of the easiest ways is you can read my book. Secondly, right. You do want to, just like I said, I feel like I'm repeating myself.
That's okay.
Do you actually believe and know that there's somebody that's destined to be your love? And more times than not, the answer is no. Because of past heartaches and trauma or whatever your experiences are, you have, you know, you're protecting yourself. And because you don't want to be hurt again, you don't want to be disappointed. Nobody does. And there's no guarantees in life. But I can remember being willing to open myself up again, risking being disappointed, but allowing myself to also get what I wanted. So it does take some courage. It does take some risk. But you need to, I mean, at some point, my friends had a little intervention with me. And they said, we want you to start dating. So, you know, you have to write up an online profile. And yes, you could possibly meet somebody right out of the gate. A lot of times that's not going to be the case. It was not my case for certain. In fact, I had a conversation with God. I said, you and I both know the likelihood I'm going to meet anybody that I would be interested online is slim to none. However, I'm doing this to show you I'm open. Yeah. Well, now I eat my words, and I'm grateful for that because that's where I met John. He reached out to me near the end of my membership. I had that cancellation date on my calendar because I don't like to throw my money away. And it's like, okay, I showed you I'm open. So I eat my words now. And so, yes, you have to come from a place of love. You have to allow for that person. You want to be asking yourself, how do you want to feel to be in this relationship? And allow yourself to feel that. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, how do you want to be when you're in that relationship? So not just focusing on what's going to come your way, but who are you going to be a little different than maybe you have been in the past? You know, or if you're a more of a giver and you have sacrificed too much in relationships, how are you going to shift so that you're a little bit more balanced? And I will say that if you have concern, you know, you can reach out to me, have a conversation. I have heart to hearts with people. No, obligation, no fee, no nothing. Just let, you know, we can talk and see. And of course, if you're curious about what I do, I'm happy to share that.
And we're going to give you all, we're going to give you all of your information at the end so they can reach out to you and, you know, connect with you, get your book and, you know, any other services that you may have. So lastly, Wendy, what would be the last thing that you would like to leave with listeners around the miraculous or creating or living a miraculous life?
Well, first of all, miracles are everywhere. Mm. They're in us and around us always. And so you need to pay attention. Really look deep within yourself and around you and see what can you just possibly say is miraculous. And I know what it's like, as I said at the beginning, to be praying for a miracle. I know what it's like to need a miracle. And at least acknowledging that and then opening up to that possibility. And it may not happen right away, but the more you stay present to it, the more you acknowledge any miracles that you can find, you're going to start noticing more. And they will also be more significant as well.
Well, that's good. So Wendy, give people your website, talk about the services that you offer. What is your email address? How can people contact you, et cetera?
Sure. My website is wendydarling.com. And on the homepage, there's a place that you can click to schedule what I call a heart to heart. There's also an RQ assessment that you can take that kind of tells you a little bit how you are in the relationship quotient area, how you are when you relate with other people. My email address is wendy@wendydarling.com. And you can find my book on Amazon. My publisher let me take my Kindle version down to $2.99. I actually wanted it lower, but I couldn't get it. And then you can also get the paperback version.
It's a great book. And I read it, and you put your heart and your soul in it, but you also share, you know, strategies and how to's. And I just appreciate you coming on today, Wendy.
Well, Constance, thank you. I appreciate you inviting me to be a part of you, your life and your audiences.
Well, thank you, everybody. Make sure you visit her website, get that book. I've read it. It's going to really help you. Contact her, you know, for that free consult. And as I say every week, get happy, be happy, stay happy, and just see what happens. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.